Hunter looked at his watch and grimaced. Sebastian was now 2 hours late. He couldn't wait any longer, not when he was this anxious. After asking for directions, he departed the terminal and headed toward town. He chuckled to himself when he saw the street sign for Van Zandt Boulevard, his own family namesake, emblazoned for all to see. As he walked, the occasional truck or car drove past, but as a whole, the town seemed sleepy and quiet. Large ponderosa pine trees towered over the houses and small commercial spaces that fronted the street. He had heard so many stories about McCall over the years. It had given his mother a place to call home as a child, and was the birthplace of their republic. It was hard for him now to see how this tiny mountain town could have been so instrumental in the beginnings of a new country. The town had a population of less than 7,000 people, but those people had the vision and drive to be independent from the tyrannical forces that collided during the Great Civil War. McCall may not have started as a unique place, but it became pivotal because of one person, his grandfather, Gordon Van Zandt. Hunter inhaled deeply through his nose. The fresh smell of the alpine air invigorated him. He strode closer to the lake, taking mental notes on restaurants and bars he saw along the way. He wasn't sure how long he'd be in town, and knowing where to eat, and more specifically, where to grab a drink, was a priority. The blare of a truck's horn startled